12th week, 4th day, the soul of the prophet. The prophet is one who knows death is a milestone on the way to life everlasting. He smiles, though fortunes vanish, for he sees no limit to the riches of God. He is calm and sweet, though friends desert him, for he knows that real love cannot be taken from him. A man who has discovered the secret of keeping peace in his soul is worthy to make peace between enemies. Wherever he goes, in whatever circumstances he finds himself, there is within him a healing influence which brings surcease to hate and wars. Lincoln was a prophet not merely because of his political acumen or brilliant military strategy, but because of the quality of his mercy. These closing words of his inaugural address, the greatest inaugural ever given, expresses that quality. With malice toward none, with charity for all, with firmness in the right as God gives us to see the right, let us strive on to finish the work we are in, to bind up the nation's wounds, to care for him who shall have borne the battle, and for his widow and his orphan, to do all which may achieve and cherish a just and lasting peace among ourselves and with all nations. Lincoln lived to make peace and not war for his country. We must pray for guidance to elect prophets as our government leaders, and we have the responsibility to continue to pray for them when they assume the roles which give them control over the destiny of a nation. As we become united in a singleness of purpose, we shall have the right to make peace in the world. Glenn Clark's choice of scripture for today is from the Psalms, Psalm 46, verses 9 and 10. He maketh wars to cease until the end of the earth. He breaketh the bow and cutteth the spear in sunder. He burneth the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth.